just about that time for the Bray Report. Before that, I wanted to tell you guys, I saw this on TV the other day. Where is she? I don't know all the details. Look into this for me, Toledo. There's a dentist in town named Anderson. It's a woman dentist. That's not a bad thing.
No.
She's doing the COVID vaccine. She'll come to your house and do it.
Nice.
$199 right. bucks. It's a little pricey for a free vaccine, but still, convenience. I don't like lines. And I drove by
First of all, the vaccine's paid for by the government.
Right. I'll pay because she's delivery it's charges. A convenience fee. Okay. It's a convenience fee. I'm fine with that. Same reason. So I went by PMS the other day, and I sat at the – I was looking at houses and stuff and went by the PMS, and that line didn't move the entire time. Everybody telling you, so it's like 3 minutes. There's like 150,000 people. It goes in like 3 minutes. Uh-uh. I don't wait in lines. I can't do lines. I'm terrible at lines. This drives me nuts. $199, a little heavy. Might negotiate that price down a little bit, but find her.
Lori Anderson.
That's her. She was on the TV the other day, and I was like, hey, that's a pretty smart – I didn't know dentists to do it. And then, so I told my friend – I told Matt from Stand Up Live, one of the guys who runs Stand Up Live, and I said, I think I'll get this lady that comes by and shoots you at your house. And he goes, you're going to trust a dentist to do that? So you can just go to you can just go to Fry's? And I'm like, what did you just say?
Fry's over.
The dentist, I've had shots from a dentist before. Why would I, like a bagger from Fry's? You're more comfortable in a Fry's parking lot than a medical professional showing up at your house with a, what's wrong with you? Because I don't know. It just seems like you can spend that money. I'm like, I think I might. I can't do lines. I don't understand that weird. I'll talk about it in therapy.
She's way up on.
I don't care where she is. She's coming to me.
On the 303 and 17.
Well, she's got that's why it's $200. She's got $400 worth of gas to get to
my
house.
Maybe she'll give us a deal. I can do a 2-for-1. Larry needs to get his, too.
You and me and Larry?
Yeah. I'm sure some salespeople, too.
And we'll give her some plugs.
There you go.
I don't know if that's legal or not, but we'll do it for drugs.
She's only got 100 doses of the vaccine.
Sign us up.
It's Moderna, and so she can get the whole office.
Let's bring her on down.
We got 100 people here that need it, right?
I'll cover Bert.
Oh, naughty.
Well, thanks.
Sure. I'm not covering Larry. That guy's got a job. Should have saved up over the years. You've been an overnight guy for almost your whole life. I feel terrible for you. Look, you've been scraping it together for a long time. You don't have $200 for convenience fees. This guy over here trying to play along.
I'm supposed to get number two tomorrow.
You get your second shot tomorrow. I'm not. See, and I have a real issue with lines. I don't know what's wrong with me.
It might be an issue if I go by there tomorrow. And
you won't want to get in them. And mine isn't time. Mine is just lines. I don't know what it is. If I see a line at the store and I've shopped, I don't get in it. I just can't. I don't know what's wrong with my brain that I shut off when I see a line of more than three. I'm like, I'm out. If peeing, I will not. I'll clinch up. I don't care how bad I have to go. If I see a line going into anything, I just can't do lines. Terrible at lines. I get like panic attacks. I get like weird. I'm like, I got to avoid them. So I see that thing over at PMS, and if I was trapped between all those cones, car behind me, car in front of me, some reason it's different
what
in traffic.
What about getting in a drive-thru?
Well, she is giving a deal.
Drive-thrus are...
Once you get in, you're locked in.
Not me, because I take a look to see how many cars are in front
exit
of me.
Exit strategies?
And no, I just... If it's not a line.
Well, some of them have that outfeed one now.
Yeah, you can get out.
Yeah.
It's the release valve. Yep. I got to go.
People with anxiety.
For me.
Yeah, for you. Here's your...
sit there and just like boil. Right. I don't get mad. I'm just like, I got to get out of here. I feel like I'm under attack. I can't... I don't understand what's wrong with me.
So it's $199 for the first dose, $99 for each dose in the same office or household after the first.
Wait a minute. So she's only a one doser, right? She come and do two?
Well, it's the Moderna. She
has two shots.
It's going to have to be two.
So it's $199 the first time she shows up?
No. Yeah.
And then another
$199 for you, right. $99 for Brett.
Every time?
Anyone else.
So then she got to come back for the second shot.
You have to schedule the second shot.
Another $200?
Yeah,
apparently.
I believe
it should be. It should be all included.
Dr. Anderson, that's a little heavy.
It might be included.
$199 full pull on that, I think.
No way.
She's going two times?
Yeah.
It's not my fault you live in Surprise.
Well, you want it?
Anthem.
Not for $400. I'll just skip it. I'm 0 for 12 months on the COVID. I'll be all right.
That's true. I think I'd rather drive.
Yeah, I got a no-hitter going. Don't talk about the no-hitter break.
Yeah, you can schedule the appointment at her office.
I think I'd rather drive to Anthem than wait in a line.
Not a bad idea. Oh, I would, because at least you're moving.
Yeah.
It's my shark mentality. I have to keep, like, dancing, unless I'm being
lazy. Well, not only are you moving, you've got an appointment. You've got a time to show up, and she'll do it right there at that time. There shouldn't be any waiting.
I don't know what is when this occurred to me, my body and everything else.
All right,
lines have gotten worse and worse and worse for me.
About it.
Can't do it.
You want to drive or you want to see if she'll come here?
Well, of course, Steve should come here. I mean, you know.
Spanky Spankler says he'll pay for your shot if you get it in the junk on the air.
Yep, I'm good.
And I'll give you another $500.
I'll go knock over a liquor store before I do that.
I'm sure Dr. Anderson is all about changing it up for the laughs. Like, for $500 extra, Dr. Anderson will shove it in your nutsack for Spanky Spangler's enjoyment.
That's why, Spanky?
That's why she went to 7 years of dental school and medical school, so she could come in here and fiddle with Brett's balls on the air for a little bit and give him a vaccine for the plague.
I think that's worth it, Brett.
Nope.
It's an extra five pills. No. That ain't so bad.
No, I'll knock over a liquor store before I do that.
I would take a shot. I would take a shot in the skin of my balls, but not my balls. Nope. I've already had a ball shot. And those are no fun.
So right there you go.
That
see?
Tube. No. It was the best thing that ever happened to me because it was a vasectomy.
True.
But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there because I think that's a pretty good deal. Unless she's throwing two bills every time she comes to the house. That's $400 for the shot.
We need to email her and find out.
Yeah. Contact that lady.
All right.
She's running all over TV telling everybody she's got the shots. She wants to give them to people, and she'll come to your house. That eliminates all my weird hangups.
How many doses are we requesting? Two?
Two for me, and then whoever else wants in. I'll cover
Larry would probably be in.
Well, let's get Larry on. All right. We'll have her come to the station, and then she can talk about it a little bit. I think that's illegal, but I don't care. Is that illegal?
It is illegal.
Drugs for mentions?
Pretty sure.
Is that part of Brady's morning cup?
I'm pretty sure that's an FCC.
Under that window.
Is it? If we talk about her and then she gives us drugs, that's somebody frowns on that? Stupid Georgia laws. I don't understand it.
We can give her water, though.
No, we can't. Not within 150 feet of the bowling club.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. She seems like that's a good idea. More people. Now, somebody else should. Some other dentist should do it. An undercutter.
Oh, yeah. Their doctor offers it.
They do?
Yeah.
Is Dr. Nancy doing it yet?
Two people yesterday that said.
Are you sure? I think Dr. Nancy is doing it.
Dr. Nancy is doing it?
I think she might be doing it now. I got an email from her that said she's.
You better text her.
On it. Because Dr. Nancy's awesome. Do you have COVID shots?
What happened to the after hours visit?
What you talking about?
The Walgreens shuffle that what JG did.
Oh, lines. I went by once at 5:45. There's a gaggle of losers standing outside that little tough shed they do the shots in, and I'm like, I'm not going there.
Tough shed.
They do. They have a tough shed set up in the parking. They don't do it by my CVS and Walgreens.
I have
a weird little tough shed that they have outside the thing. And then there's like a couple of cones and then like a walk up. And there's like these weird like Minot.
Get your big gulp and hang out.
That's what it looked like. It's like teenagers outside of a 7-Eleven. They're just kind of waiting to see if there's any extras. And then somebody said something like, "You got any extra?" As I was going into the CVS. I didn't hear the answer. I didn't stick around. I'm like, those are not people I'm standing and waiting with.
Uh-oh.
So it was that. What now?
Well, I just tried to submit your info, and it said page not valid. I tried to submit it twice. So
because
that's from her site. So
she's not valid anymore?
I don't know.
She lost her license.
Overloaded.
We
talked about it.
I bet she did.
Yeah.
I bet she sold out.
She got cranked.
I just saw it yesterday. But so she's at 100 people. You'd think that if she was on TV.
She'll sell out of that.
Think about that.
She was on TV. She had to have gotten at least 10, right?
At $200 a shot? So $400 a person?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but think how many people are like you that are not going to wait in line. I'll shell out that $200.
Yeah. Is that 4 Gs?
She only had 100. Yeah, I'm sure she's out.
And then double it potentially.
That's what I'm saying. $400 per person that she's shooting. If that's what she's doing, that's a little heavy. 200 seemed like a lot, but reasonable. It was a lot. It's a lot. That's too much for a free shot. But if it eliminates all that line stuff.
Oh yeah. When you go to concerts, you have to pay convenience fees on tickets that they hand you.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's right. It's like parking. For $200. It's a little heavy. Dr. Anderson, we're on you. But she's not there anymore, huh?
Well, I'm going to email her because she does have a generic email.
Because, you know, like you said, one office could have taken that off the...
Right. And also, let's start abusing this pseudo-local celebrity nonsense. I don't want to wait in line. It's awful. And that line over at PMS was brutal. What anybody's telling you, you're going to be in it tomorrow. You might tell me because you're not averse to lines.
It was great. I was there for 20 minutes. I got my shot. Yeah, the first time was a breeze.
Yeah, that's fine. I can't stop. I'll panic.
But if, you know, my appointment is at this, you know, you have a scheduled appointment. And if it's a line where it looks like it's going to be an hour, I'm It's debatable.
And that's because that's what Komen told me. He said that he went in there to try to just get in line, and they put like a R on your car or a something else. Like you have a reservation or you don't, and the people who don't just sit there.
I might just roll with the 85%. That's why chance.
Oh, you got 85. Why even get the second shot?
Yeah.
No, you got to get.
Why?
Because he gets to the front of the line because he's already got one.
I know, but I'm just saying. You're good, right? You're mostly
That's
taken care of.
That's the mentality it's going to take us down.
It's perfect. No, I think it's good. Brady's
Come on,
good.
Man. You're a third vaccinated.
Yeah, he's
what's the issue? You're a healthy, strong.
He's a healthy bag of bones, this guy. All right. So, yeah, there's another dentist out there that wants to do that. This guy says, I got my shot while staying in my vehicle at a church. So I don't know if you burst into flames when you go on church property, John, but they have them. I'm not getting it from a church. That's the only time I get into that conspiracy thing. They're going to chip you and start following you around. And
Father Dale shows
yeah,
up
I'm
in a
not
syringe.
Doing that. That's no way.
Come here, Johnny. I remember you.
They've got an agenda.
Just shoot it.
Yeah. I remember. Just get my shot goes in a different hole.
What?
Vaccinated.
In the 15 minutes, you're going to have to wait in the hot tub.
And then you're going to have to get another shot. I just need to recover from your first shot.
Try these shorts on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's all part of the vaccine. Sorry. Here we go, Brady. It's just a little late. But try to find another dentist that does house calls or thing.
They're out there.
I'll go as high as 200. That seems right.
For the whole pull. For the full pull.
100 a dose.
Yeah,
100 a dose seems about right for a free vaccine. This lady didn't pay for it. She got it handed to her, right? So we're just paying convenience fee.
She was able to secure 100 doses.
Convenience, gas, and mileage. She's coming from surprise, which is kind of a haul. I'd go as high as 300 for her.
Okay, well, I ask her for clarification. If it's $199 for each one.
But let's just stick with 200 just in case we misinterpreted. And it's 200 for the full
pull. Well, that's
what
I asked her. Is it 200 for the full pull, or is it 200 each one?
I've talked myself into that being the discount now. I'll take 200 to have it come to the house. Brady, we should head to Hooters and check out the 11 lunch. But did you watch a game last night, by the way?
I did.
Jesus.
Oh, what if we get Dr. Lori out to the Hooters and you guys can have a drink and beverage?
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
Hooters probably had a problem in the past with a lot of their customers shooting up.
Beverages.
Right, I don't think you want to break out the hypodermics.
I just thought we could combine.
God, Brady, you owned a restaurant. Is there any sort of government?
No, just don't sit right with me.
I don't know if hypodermic needles and food service hand in hand. Although most kitchens,
drinking is fine with the shot too.
Do they?
Yeah, nice.
They tell you right
you
there.
Go, yeah,
nice.
You can go out and have beers.
You got
if
different
you want.
Instructions than I did.
That game last night, though, I'm telling you, there's some needles going in those Baylor players. That
yeah.
is the biggest basketball team I've ever seen.
Let alone
shredded,
jacked up. Because they did not stop.
They were
defense.
Yeah, it's like they didn't
run the whole time.
Going to the fourth quarter,
there was Bolivian marching powder
that's
on that.
What
team.
I said. I thought the same thing.
That was unbelievable.
You were running around Gonzaga like they were like they were children. They were on a different.
I was nervous
planet.
Watching 45, and he was so fast.
He made a fool of the point guard of Gonzaga every time. It's like just two moves, and guys like ankles are breaking. I'm like, how is this not the greatest player in basketball history?
And
yeah,
for
you're right.
Gonzaga, Suggs. They're saying he's number three, going to be number three in the draft.
I tell you this.
I tell you after
I draft every single Baylor player over anybody. The bench players, all their thighs were the size of canned hams. They're huge. And that's what Barkley kept saying. They got a weight room at Baylor. No, nobody doesn't know where that is. That's a big team. I kept telling Megan, I was watching him, like, that's the biggest.
I don't think the eyes were on the football team the whole time.
Yeah. I'm looking
at the hoop team is just going crazy.
I started to wonder if it was because they all have linebacker numbers. Their point guard's number 45. Right. And I'm like, that might be just messing with me. And then you show him, and I'm like, no, he's dwarfing. Like, they're wide. Baylor's huge. And they're the champs now. So congratulations to Baylor and the steroid dealer that goes over to their deal. They're humongous. Head to Hooters and check out the 11 lunch special starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice-cold Budweiser and say, hey, Hooters and Bud Light, thanks for bringing us the Brady Report. Brady Report it late.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Right. Happy National Student Athlete Day.
All right.
A couple of baseless fun facts. The shortest English word that has all five vowels.
Whoa.
Eunoia.
Man. That's a Scrabble winner right there.
That's six letters long. It means beautiful thinking or a positive mental state.
Bet Aaron Rodgers would know that on Jeopardy now.
Did you watch that?
I did.
He makes Katie Kirk look like a circus.
It was boring. Slow pull on the first
day. And there's 2 weeks.
Yeah, he reads okay, but whew, he is boring.
I heard the funny ha-ha at the final Jeopardy.
That was all set up. No. I didn't buy into any of that at all.
Ladybugs are called ladybirds in England.
Okay.
We all know that the first flight Orville Wright took.
He was so close to saying Redenbacher.
Yeah,
I know.
Not even
was so close. You're right.
Turns out his last flight was on a plane that Howard Hughes was flying in 1944. The plane had a wingspan of 123 feet, which made it 3 feet longer than the distance of Wright's first flight. Then they popped corn.
Right, with Redenbacher.
Yeah.
There's a hospital in Russia that caught fire on Friday, but a team of 8 doctors and nurses refused to leave because they were in the middle of open-heart surgery. Firefighters ran an extension cord to make sure they had electricity, and they used fans to keep the smoke out. It took over 2 hours to put the fire out, but no one was hurt, and the patient survived.
Wow.
Brady, evidently you can save $150 getting the COVID vaccine behind the quick trip on Ellsworth and University. Evidently, it's $50 for full pull shot back behind there. Reasonable.
But worth still, it. We can't confirm that. I'll try and set up an appointment for you.
But if there's a line.
Right. You're out.
I'm out. My lines have shrunk down to three
people. Hey, what's that line
people.
Behind quick trip?
I won't get into a line of three people. I don't know what's going on. Like, it is, my brain is just ceasing.
Do you find yourself going faster if there's only two? Oh, I got to be that third person.
No, that's okay. Totally relaxed, normal. Okay.
But third person shows up?
If I'm the fourth in line, I'm so out, it's ridiculous. Like, it's like somebody's pushing me out the door.
Yeah, if it's not too far off, if I'm like at the grocery store.
Brady, free ham.
Free ham.
Free ham at
the
Honey Baked.
I'll go eight.
You'll stand in that
eight
thing.
Eight to ten.
You'll eat crickets.
Maybe a baker's dozen.
You'd get in that line. I've seen you wait in a Mongolian barbecue line, and you tap dance the entire time. You love lines. The payoff is worth
it.
Nothing's worth it.
Prep time beforehand.
I hate lines.
A recent study said that if you challenge a medical bill, and you're pretty successful, 93% of people who've tried to negotiate a bill either had it reduced to a lesser amount or dropped altogether.
Huh.
1 in 3 said they've asked specific things to be removed from their bill. 1 in 4 asked flat out that the bill has got to be lowered.
Well, you know that's what they do with the insurance companies. They say they have to negotiate your bill.
Yeah.
So
then
they
you can
throw
turn
out a
around
number
and just do it again.
I had it once with the IRS where I told them I wasn't going to pay them the thing, and they just threw out another number. How about this? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, well, this will cover it. It was the difference between like $900 and $300. Jeez. I'm like, pay $300 and you guys go away? Yeah, that'll cover us. Okay.
The study found that 37% of Americans currently owe money on a medical bill. Another 23% have had a medical debt in the past. The most common things that lead to it are emergency room visits, doctor visits, emergency surgery, having a baby.
Babies are pricey. Is that fully covered or do you deductible a baby?
Deductible
kicks in on that? Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
This
I didn't
is
want that to be something.
It's a different thing because, like, for 80% is what our deductible is.
Right.
But I think with Alex, there were certain things that were at 90% and certain things.
But everybody should go to the county hospital for birth.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you don't want to go into debt for giving a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't got to pay over there.
Right.
We paid ahead of time.
I just wouldn't do it. Just go to county or cab.
I just wouldn't have a kid.
That's the bigger thing. It's cheaper that way. Brett and I have found a way to make it super cheap. You don't have to worry about a medical bill or anything. Just don't have one.
At QT in Ellsworth and deliver the baby, $50.
Yeah, in the hot dog section.
Put it on the roller.
Yep. You got to incubate. Can't just come out into the cold.
Wrap it in the burrito blanket.
Yeah, and then put it in that little spinning hot dog thing. Ooh. With all the other useless chunks of meat.
This survey found 90% of people now use their phones while watching TV.
Can't help it.
Yep. All right. I can get you an appointment April 16th at 11 a.m.
With Dr. Anderson?
At Fry's.
I don't want that. I can do that.
There's no lines. There's no nothing.
I don't know.
You walk right in.
I want someone to come to my house. Oh, wait. You walk right into the fries and then, like, one of the baggers?
No, it's like the clinic, like the Minute Clinic at Safeway where you dropped off your seed.
Oh, yeah. And you, there's no line? I don't have to sit and wait in a lobby?
No. You got to sit and fill out the paperwork and that's it. As soon as you fill it out,
that's too much responsibility.
No, it's right there.
At the fries?
Yeah, 5 minutes. Because you have the appointment.
No.
It's the only appointment available. You want it or not?
No.
Brett? For Dr. Laura.
Brett, I'll take the lady that comes to my house.
Jesus Christ, you guys.
Appreciate it, but no.
Although she sounds pretty good.
Sit in the car.
Right,
yeah. Have Jeremy come in there at 11 o'clock, and then he'll sit there, and then when they call him in, he's like, hey.
No, but he's still got to wait,
they're ready. No, Jeremy waits for him. John's just in the car for.
Well, John's waiting in his car.
Waiting in his car.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, he is.
I'm essentially in line. I'm just sitting in another spot.
He's just able to listen to his Spotify.
Right. And I can do that inside, too.
Right.
No, that's a terrible plan.
Where's Dr. Nancy?
Dr. Nancy will get back to me.
Someone on Reddit asked if brands used brutally honest slogans, what would they be? And some suggestions came through. Like, for example, Taco Bell. You can make 32 different things with these 5 ingredients. IKEA, come for the meatballs. Stay because you can't find your way out.
All right.
Q-tips. From a liability standpoint, we have to say, don't stick them in your ears. But we're not your mother.
What are they
so
for?
Do what you want.
Q-tips say, don't put this in your ear. Yeah. What is it for?
That's all I use them for.
That's what they're for.
Yeah.
But it's for the outer part.
Did you see the little thing on the back? It says, use it on your eyes.
For what?
I have no idea.
On makeup?
Sure, Brady, for you? Yeah.
Yeah, you want to put a little...
That's what I've been using for.
Just put a little white on, cover up some of the back.
Yeah.
Woke up with some bags this morning. Could use the Q-tip. I shove it in there and pull out like cream corn.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes it's like, I think that's brain.
It's been a while.
There was one that
came
out.
It feels so good, though.
It looked like melted caramel.
Oh,
like, what is in my head?
Dark yellow?
Yeah, it's the allergy season, so I'm not having the experience, but my ears clog up.
I do it every day on the one, especially.
With your glob?
With the hearing
aid. Oh, with your hearing aid here.
Because I've just seen Charlie pull his out a couple of times.
Oh.
And it has the... snow cone on there.
And you went deep and get some
I'm
dark
like,
yellow.
I don't want to ever pull that out. And it's got a glop on it.
Oh, mine looks like...
it's like, that bad?
You know when...
They
break a Twix in half during the commercial and they pull it apart. And
yeah.
That's what my ear looks like on every Monday morning. That poor Q-tip. It's telling me, please don't put me in your ear.
According to a new study out of Norway... regretting a one-night stand doesn't really stop men or women from having more one-night stands in the future.
No, it's more likely to.
Yes,
researchers
absolutely.
Say this could apply to other things as well. If regret helped, would most sinners eventually become saints?
No.
No.
You just keep going until it feels good.
They go, and that's the thing that does it. They say it all comes down to personality. So when you're in the mood, you'll do the same thing again.
Right. And then afterwards you realize, oh, I hate her. Yep. And I think she hates me. I got to go.
Try this again.
But eventually you'll hit that one-night stand. We're like, that was pretty good. See ya. And then it's not a one-night stand. You usually bone that a second time.
Right.
Of course it's a one-night stand you regret. You didn't go back for a second time. Yeah. It's the only way it stays a one-night stand.
On that. It's just, it's a one-night stand.
Right.
I'm okay with that.
You don't regret it. You don't like that feeling afterwards. But if it was good enough, it wouldn't be a one-night stand.
All right. Pick a blue dot.
What's this?
These are locations where you can get your
vaccine
shot.
You're not understanding. I know they exist. I want them to come to me.
Okay.
I'm
trying to get you an appointment so that you can get right in.
But I don't want to go. What aren't you understanding?
What are you trying to close this guy?
You're trying to sell me to leave, and I'm telling you the one thing I won't do is leave. Who is this? Is it making sense to anybody else? I don't want to leave the house.
All right,
I don't
Brett,
care if
pick
I have
a blue
an appointment.
Dot.
Why is wrong with you?
Sean, any of these locations, you're welcome to.
I know.
All you have to do is sign up.
Let me get Brett's
for 10
hood.
Years.
There you go, Brett. There's your hood. Pick a blue dot.
Are you getting extra money for this? The part about me staying at home and having someone come to my house was the initial talk. I understand the blue dots represent everywhere I don't want to be.
A lot of blue dots
on
there,
John.
A ton
of blue dots. They're all places I'm not going. Would you get an appointment? I don't want an appointment. I want it to come to me. I get major anxiety in lines, and I'm afraid I'll get in one, and I'll start freaking out. They're going to give me sedation shots.
Got a bad feeling, Hal.
I don't like them.
John is so gah. G-A-H.
Yeah, it's
damn
true.
Picky.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I thought this was a man show, not The View.
It is a man
pussy.
Show, and a man is telling
yeah,
you that I haven't that I have
line.
Done well enough in life that I can have someone come to my house and pay them an exorbitant amount of money so I don't have to stand in line with you, troll.
Just pick a blue dot.
Yeah, you are the reason why I don't want to get in line. People like you.
A guy named Michael Hawk was a pilot for Southwest Airlines, and back in August, he was flying from Philadelphia to Orlando when he pulled out his junk in the cockpit.
Oops.
Not sure why he did it.
Because he's cool.
What he did with himself once the stuff was out.
It's old school.
But now he's facing charges for committing a lewd act. We also know he doesn't fly for Southwest anymore. Left his job sometime last year. Southwest says he quit before they found out about the cockpit exposure. But he loves Spirit Airlines. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, how about this? I just got a phone call and left a message that said, "Hey, John. My name's Amy. I don't know if you remember me. I'm friends with Anthony and Joe, who come to my house for Steeler games."
She's got some needles.
She's got some blue dots.
She works over there at that dentist's office. Just got your request for a COVID vaccine, so give me a call.
There you go.
You're welcome.
There you go.
I put in the info.
I just told you to. I'm not picking the dots. She's coming to me. Thanks, Amy.
There you go.
Fantastic, then.
Let's get to some radio videos.
First off, guy says, "John, did you really just send people to give birth at county?
Yeah.
You realize there's a 90% chance there's a rapist inmate sitting next to you in the waiting room, right?"
Well, not that.
Sure. Have your kid there.
It's a 90% chance of that?
Wow. 9 out of 10.
That seems a little high.
We should probably get a cop on that.
9 out of 10 in the waiting room.
9 out of 10 people in there are rapists. And we have – you've
and inmates.
This guy's uncovered it, and the law has not seen this right. yet, but you know.
Right.
Man, and inmates. Well, geez, Louise, somebody, I hope somebody's got their eyes peeled
okay,
for when so the pregnant we'll get, ladies come in and get raped 9 times out of 10.
We'll get the
Brady out. Sent me a half dozen. Which one are you going to start?
Yeah, we're going to, no, there's, I think there's four, maybe
half
five.
Dozen radio
I got six.
Okay.
How do you
I
get to be
do the wild world first.
Okay.
Aha!
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, do I have to do a thing?
Yeah. Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. This is your wild, wild world radio video. This is a zebra being chased by a lion.
Say it right. You're an American. As or much as tell, you wish you were European.
Or tell Brett why you say yeah, zebra.
Because it's the way the Euros say it, and he thinks he's English for some reason.
What?
He can barely speak our language, so he speaks English.
This is a Grant zebra being chased
oh,
by a lion.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. Zebra.
Grant. Oops.
Oh, boy.
And release.
Oh!
Gives the kick to the lion.
Kick.
Zebra wins.
Yeah.
You very rarely
I didn't see that,
that
one coming.
Yeah, that zebra's on tactical black.
Yeah, he's tactical black and white. Listen to him.
Afro circus, Afro circus. I want to do the bone breaks last.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, what's this? Oh,
that
got into a pole.
That happened real quick.
All right,
he jumps
did.
On the cooler.
Oh, man.
Okay.
There's some teeth.
Oh. Yeah. So the fat guy jumps on a cooler. The cooler
oh,
gives way.
Geez.
And he goes into a cement in. Pylon into the face.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
yeah.
you for that,
gives a,
Brady.
Gives a facial to that.
All right. These are simply for our reaction because
yes.
I was watching Brady watch these. I haven't seen them yet, but
I got,
broken bone videos.
This
here we
is
go.
Girls
hockey.
Getting hot. Girls hockey. Here we go.
Girl hockey.
Not even playing. Just heading over to the
up.
Bench.
Doing the warm-ups. Oh, she missed the hole in the wall and skated herself into the glass. And she's out cold.
Missed the door.
She missed the door. Door window.
She still hasn't gotten
we have a door window situation. One of the
How
ladies
do you think
has done
the
it again.
Game's going to go?
I didn't even know that Heather Morrison downstairs played hockey. Door window. We were at Larry H. Miller up in Surprise. And
she did it?
No, it sounded like something exploded. And everybody's like, oh, and they're scrambling around. Some old man couldn't find the door, and he hit the glass. And one of the service guys comes out. He's dying. He goes, "Did you guys see that?" The dude's still down. We're dying. I'm like, "What happened? The guy just rammed right into the door."
All right, one more time for you.
All right, there's
from the Riot to the Panthers for their performance today, and we certainly
good game.
Give our
congratulations
for playing a great game there as one of the players.
Playing a great game.
Fell there.
Going watch girl down hockey now, too.
Girl down, girl down.
Yeah.
That's money. I like that because she missed by one pane of glass.
Yeah.
The door was right next to where she was going. She just completely.
Oh,
all right.
Twice.
What's the next one?
This is the okay.
No.
Watch this. Bone break number one. Pit crew.
Pit crew at a
IRL. Look at the leg.
He's changing the back tire, and then the car runs over his leg.
Left rear wheel's not on properly.
No, for both the car and the guy.
Ferrari have had a problem with a pit stop,
and once again, wow, he lit the car on fire.
You see, one pit guy goes like that.
Straightened it out?
No, I think he was giving a signal. Yeah. Okay.
He's just lying down. Yeah, he's having a nap. He's just lying down. He's having a nap. Very, very tough pick.
That is against the joint.
Oh! That is rough to look at. I love the British announcers. Looks like one of the pit crew's great.
Watch the pit crew guy come out.
Sleepy. He's just lying down. Complete break. Oh, my. An unsafe release. Leg bit gumbied there. He's going to need a nap.
Now, this is the one I reacted to worse.
Power lifting.
I hate these.
He's doing squats with how much weight do you think, Brady? 700
that's
pounds?
At least, that's, no, that's probably
900, 1,000, 2,000 pounds? How much is this guy throwing up? Is he a Baylor basketball player?
That bar's bending pretty good.
345, 350.
Yeah, no way. Squatting. It's got to be more than that.
He's got it on his shoulders. He's about to do.
Did you hear this?
All right,
no more. I'm out.
Powerlifting bone break. That's the worst one yet. Okay, everybody at home.
Did your ankle ever do that?
I'm not watching.
Listen.
Brad, you pussy watch.
No way. I watched it once. I'm doing it again.
Got me again.
Don't talk, Toledo. Play it from the beginning. Listen for the bone break. From the beginning. Shh.
Even the sound.
The sound is the worst thing.
Crisp.
Oh, my God.
It's like battling it over you with your system of wishbone at
Thanksgiving. I'm a little queasy.
That's the worst one. That's the worst one we've had.
Even that Armenian wasn't quite that bad.
That one made sense. That guy was trying to lift like a train.
Yeah.
This just looks like a reasonable amount of weight. That made me a little nauseous. All right. There's your Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters. Everybody go grab some meat real quick. Breaking bones at Hooters. You can hear that.
You know why,
snap.
John? He didn't pick a blue dot.
That has nothing to do with it. Is his... Has your wife got you into something here? Like you got to sell these? This is your Jri vaccine?
Yeah, maybe.
Are you really into some sort of weird push?
No.
Oh, okay. Sure feels like it.
Blue frog, man.
Practicing.
For
blue
what?
Frog? What's
selling
blue frog?
Selling vaccines?
I think
what's
that's
blue frog?
That was one I think our buddy Clayton was selling. It's like blue frog.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, by all means, bring it up. it's 8:29. There you go. That is a broken bone. Ugh. And your Brady Report, it's 98 KUPD. Good God.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.